John Huntsman's tenure as the governor of Utah is a prime reference point for how he might operate as a president. So to get a better sense of what sort of governor Huntsman was, we're joined now by Matthew Burbank. He's a professor of political science at the University of Utah. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And if you had to use shorthand to describe the Huntsman credo as governor, what would you say?
I think probably his signature in a way was kind of a diplomatic approach. He preferred to negotiate with members of the legislature in private and work out deals. Much of that, I think, comes from kind of his own personality and also his background working as a diplomat.
The economy will take a center stage in the 2012 election for obvious reasons, and many of the GOP candidates are describing themselves as people who can create jobs. Did he, in fact, do that when he was governor?
Certainly when he was initially elected governor, the state economy was doing very well. It had been doing well for a number of years before that. Certainly there was job growth in his time after he was elected governor, once he started serving in 2005. And like all other states, once the financial problems hit in 2008, the state suffered from those. Fortunately, not as much as some of the surrounding states, but still, job creation went down after 2008.
John Huntsman was elected twice to the governor's office in the state of Utah, the second time with 78% of the vote, large percentage. Is it likely that he might score numbers that large on a national stage based on his record? And what are some of the issues that would be obstacles for him as he tries to reach out to the Republican Party on a national scale?
I think it's unlikely on a national scale you would ever see those kinds of numbers. This was a case where he was an incumbent governor. He was doing quite well, and the Democrats did not have strong opposition running against him. But it is clear that the kinds of things that would appeal to Republican primary voters primarily, I think, would be his views on taxes, particularly his endorsement of flat tax. He's consistently pro-life. He is somebody who, in general, in terms of his overall philosophy of government, takes a relatively conservative view in the kind of older sense of that meaning of not making changes if you don't need to. But the kinds of things that would certainly be problematic for him, I think, would be the issue of climate change and what his views on that are. He's now said that he's not as strong a supporter of cap and trade as he used to be. And also, again, on some social issues, civil unions being one of those, that's a position which, again, many primary voters in the Republican Party are not going to be in complete sympathy with him on.
He comes from a very wealthy family. And yet he also has the image of the everyman. He likes rock and roll. He dresses like a hipster sometimes. He rides a motorcycle. Does that, in the state of Utah, come across as something that is genuine or a bit of political posturing?
Part of that depends on how you perceive him. I think there are some people who think it's an attempt to say, yes, my family may be well off, but, that's really not all who I am. For others, it is an expression of kind of the nature of his personality, and he goes out of his way, I think, to emphasize that. So, in some ways, I think people have thought for a while that he must be aspiring to some higher office, because why else go to the trouble of kind of creating this public image?
Matthew Burbank, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Matthew Burbank is a professor of political science at the University of Utah.